Well, good morning and welcome. Last week, many of us met in these very chambers and we introduced the two finalists for Columbia's next city manager. We asked those attending for feedback after hearing the finalists answer questions from our hiring consultants, and attendees had a chance to visit personally with each individual. We combined that feedback with feedback from two public meetings, 75 one-on-one meetings with community stakeholders like not-for-profits and Chamber of Commerce and advocacy groups. We had over 500 online comments from our city's website, not to mention emails and personal conversations. We heard our citizens say they wanted someone who was open and honest, a manager who valued working together to form relationships, and someone who understood working with university leaders. An individual with experience, someone who will work on equity and diversity and inclusion efforts within our community, and most of all, a person of integrity who values and lives transparency. Now more than ever, our community needs stable leadership, someone who recognizes where changes need to occur and will make those changes to the best of their ability. We heard that the community wanted a manager who was committed to public service and who was committed to our community. Today, I'm pleased to announce that the council has found the person who, out of all the candidates we reviewed, we believe embodies all of those qualities. He has served almost all of his life in service to the public, and he is a proud son of Boone County. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the City Council, I introduce to you John Glasscock as Columbia's next city manager.
Well, I heard David Lyle on the radio the other morning that said everybody deserves a wow moment in their life, and this is it for me, I can tell you. I want to thank the mayor, council, and everyone who's attending today. I am both honored and grateful for the trust which is being placed in me to help lead our community with authenticity, openness, honest communication, and by facing issues head on. As I mentioned in the State of the City at the end of May, working together, we can find community acceptable solutions to the challenges that we face as a city and a community. Relationships are key to solving issues, and I'm excited to forge new relationships, strengthen existing ones, and even mend the ones that may be broken. We must first take care of our core, which means our employees must come because they're a valuable asset to this city. In my budget message at the end of July, we'll outline how we can start making our employees feel valued and compensate them fairly. We will continue the journey we have started in the Columbia Police Department to create relationships with police officers and the community members that have foundations on trust and open communication. I am confident we are on the right path to building trust with our community. I continue to set an example for the rest of our departments to strive for efficiency and financial stewardship. We will now open the search for a new finance director and four other top-level management positions. Our community entrusts staff with their hard-earned tax money to invest it wisely into the services we all want and need. We will continue our journey to ensure Columbia values diversity, inclusion, and equity. I believe we must make these three very important priorities a part of every decision we make going forward. In addition to being intentional in our diversity, inclusion, and equity efforts, we're also being mindful of our strategic plan. I see our next strategic plan as being a fluid document that can change with our needs and priorities that change almost daily. Our staff has been meeting to lay the groundwork of data and research that will assist in our next strategic plan. I again express my thanks to the City Council for entrusting me to help guide and lead our wonderful city. I thank the staff who have embraced my leadership during my time as interim city manager, and my sincere thanks to the community members that do the hard work every day to challenge those of us in leadership roles to do better. I'm excited to continue the journey that we have begun. Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us. I know there's a smattering of media back there that probably have a few questions for us as well, and I don't want to occupy the rest of your time. For our city employees that are joining us here today, I want to say thank you. I know change is hard. I know the last 6 months have been a big transition, but you all have rallied around John and have supported him and supported this council in new ways that lead me to believe we've never been more united. And I'm proud of your work. I'm proud of your effort on behalf of the citizens that we serve. And together, we're going to continue to do great things in our community. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.